Mr. Watkinson, page two items?
So, Mr. Commissioner, Commission members, what we refer to as the page two items are those items over $500,000 in project cost, for which staff has conducted a public interest review. We have no objections, and we're recommending approval of the project. We have three page two items today, and for the record, I'll read the project description for each one. Item 2A, Michael J. Bogies, Jr., request authorization to stabilize approximately 5,300 linear feet of shoreline by installing 12 Class II armor stone breakwaters of varying lengths from 70 feet to 100 feet and installing 20 Class II armor stone sill structures of varying length from 40 to 250 feet, extending a maximum of 60 feet channelward of mean low water and encroaching 16,723 square feet over state-owned bottom. Conduct beach nourishment with 8,468 cubic yards of clean sand material on 55,755 square feet of state-owned bottom. Install a 5-foot by 16-foot pedestrian footbridge crossing 9 feet of state-owned bottom and install a 12-foot by 38-foot concrete boat ramp encroaching a maximum of 10 feet channelward of mean low water adjacent to his property situated along the James River at 16901 Sandy Point Road in Charles City County. Staff recommends approval with a royalty in the amount of $120 for the encroachment of the concrete ramp over 240 square feet of state-owned bottom at a rate of 50 cents per square foot and a royalty in the amount of $1,442.05 for the beach nourishment material filling 28,841 square feet of state-owned bottom at a rate of 5 cents per square foot for a total royalty of $1,562.05. In this case, a royalty was paid for the additional beach nourishment impacts under permit 090228. Item 2B, the Elizabeth River Crossing, OPCO LLC, item 111116, is requesting authorization to modify an existing permit to include relocating proposed temporary marshalling piers and to increase the footprint of the Norfolk Pier to 11,600 square feet to install six additional 36-inch pilings as mooring dolphins and a temporary crane ramp that will extend approximately 35 linear feet channelward of mean low water adjacent along the Portsmouth shoreline and to extend the South Portsmouth dredge support of excavation wall an additional 108 linear feet, resulting in additional encroachment over state-owned submerged land. And this is to facilitate the construction of an additional tunnel for the Midtown Tunnel crossing as part of the U.S. Route 58 Downtown Tunnel, Midtown Tunnel, Martin Luther King Freeway Expansion Project, which is across the Elizabeth River between the cities of Norfolk and Portsmouth. Item 2C, Loudoun County Sanitation Authority, is requesting authorization to install a water intake structure and associated piping encroaching upon 15,200 square feet of subaqueous bottom, the mechanical excavation of 4,500 cubic yards of subaqueous bottom, and the placement of a temporary cofferdam encompassing 66,200 square feet of subaqueous bottom in the Potomac River, and to install a 48-inch raw water line under 29 linear feet of Tuscarora Creek, install a 48-inch raw water line under 40 linear feet of Skyland Creek, install two 48-inch raw water lines under 149 linear feet of Goose Creek, a 48-inch finished water line under 253 linear feet of Goose Creek, and install a 17-foot-wide open-span bridge crossing over 34 linear feet of Skyland Creek for the Potomac River Water Supply Project in Loudoun County. Be happy to try and answer any questions you may have about the projects.
Any questions of Mr. Watkinson on these items? Any member of the public wish to testify on any of these items? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the page two items.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Motion made to approve items 2A, B, and C. Any comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries, and page two items are approved.